Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Robin with Flowers for You, and also the Transformation Cafe. You're like, I have multiple hats going on here. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are talking about acts of service tonight with part of the Languages of Love. And if you go back to our last show, we were talking, well, actually the last couple shows, we did one on the power of touch. And boy, with COVID, that's been that was a really interesting conversation that we had with our food guru, Miss Katie Fitzgerald. And then last week we were talking about just affirmational words and how words are so important with us. So, and Amy had a lot to say about that. My co-host, Miss Amy, how are you tonight?
I do everything for everybody else. Nobody ever does anything for me. Nobody loves me. Nobody does anything for me.
I'm going to eat worms. Okay, here we go.
I'm so sad.
No, that was coming in. Yeah. That was coming in. Yeah, and that, you know, that's actually a really good point when it comes to acts of service, because it says the number one thing that people have wrong when it comes to what they think it is as opposed to what it really is. And we're going to dive into that and talk about some of the things that are our perceptions, but ways that you can really be in a place of just, you know, serving from your heart. And I think it's just something, you know, they always want to make it about your significant other, but I think it's just the way that you walk and be in the world, Amy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think it's really important. One of the things that's so good about going through these languages of love, and our good friend Dylan is the one. It's funny, we started out with touch, and she's like, what about the other four languages of love? And we went, oh. And so, you know, it just kind of like, yeah. And so really looking at how do people give love? How do people receive love? And I think one thing that we need to be careful about is how I receive love is how I tend to give love to everybody else. Because, you know, right, treat your neighbor like yourself. But then we kind of got that wrong a little bit in that treat your neighbor how they want to be treated. And it's quite a nuance, but it makes all the difference. So, and even one thing that you and I were talking about earlier today, especially with Thanksgiving coming up, that there's a, you know, I think there's another way that people give and receive love is through food and through food memories, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think, with Thanksgiving coming up, will be dark next week because we will be celebrating that, however we do celebrate that this year. And really looking at, like we're saying that, you know, like my husband never eats stuffing, but all of a sudden with Thanksgiving coming up, he's got to go get a box of stuffing.
Mm-hmm. So it's that childhood, you know, family connection with all those kinds of things. And Amy and I were sharing about that. And I really think it's just something that really connects us back to the earth and just all the wonderful foods. And it's a chemistry that happens in the way that we put foods together and bringing in the love with that. Because, like, you know, just like anything else, I can remember Bible studies that I had in the past. Being a young wife, you know, I was going to these Bible studies, you know, and learning to be, you know, that much of a better partner for, you know, my husband. And they talked about that. They actually could buy a little, it was like a season box, you know, back in the day when they had those little metal season boxes.
Right.
And
right.
it was just said, you know, seasoned with love. So it was this little box you put in your kitchen to remind you about, make sure to put some love in that.
Exactly.
Well, and there's
an important
so much to that. I think it's important, you know.
I think with service, you know, when you – and food is an obvious one, so I guess that's a good place to start. You know, when somebody is preparing food for you and they're doing it from a place of, gosh, I have to do this and I really don't want to do this, there's not a whole lot of love in the food, and I believe you can taste that. I don't think that's just something we say. I do believe it's true because, you know, that's energy is love. And you're putting that in. So I think that's a really important point with any act of service that you're doing for, you know, your significant other, your children, your friends, people in your community that you may know, you may not know, because we're continuously doing acts of service or not. You know, and you and I talk about this a lot, that one of the ways that you are of service, you certainly are, and I believe I am too, is by being a joy agent. And it's a little more challenging now. It's funny because one of the ways that I give love and do service is through smiling at people. So now it's like, yeah, okay, you know, with the mask, I think you can tell when a person is smiling. You know, you can see it in their eyes.
Yeah, you can see it. You can definitely, yeah. Yeah. Because it's even like when you're like, when you're,
you know, that how is COVID affect how we give and receive service too?
Yeah, because, I mean, even like you think about it, if you're just talking to somebody on the phone, and they've always said that if you smile, even when you're speaking to somebody, there's that energy, and you can sense it in the inflection and in this way somebody's saying something, as opposed to just, you know, doing an ER and like, yeah, here I am, here we go. Yay, whoopee, I'm a joy agent. You know,
right.
You're definitely going to feel it, and you're going to sense that difference. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
When they, you know, in sales training, right, for people, you know, I've supported people in sales training on the phone, and that's one of the things that we tell them is to smile, because people feel your smile. It's true. Mm-hmm. I really believe
that. I really believe that, too, because you're definitely – and, I mean, it just makes the conversation more enjoyable for you as the person who's part of that conversation. So I think that's really good. So I want to get into a little bit about what acts aren't. And then we're going to have our flower power moment and talk about that a little bit.
That'd be great. Let me throw one thing in here. So we did research, you know, getting ready for this. And then, of course, the Five Languages of Love is, an amazing book. And there's lots of great information about how people are interpreting these different things. So going on and looking at acts of service, I love this one sentence here. It says, your partner may have this love language of acts of service if their motto is actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because that's one thing that when it means acts of service, it definitely means acts, action. And I think that's the key word to this whole thing. But there's a little bit going on that too, because a lot of people, like I said, you know, the most misunderstood is that, you know, okay, that means I'm going to be like a maid and I'm going to do the dishes and I'm going to do all this housework and things like that. And that's how I'm basically going to serve somebody. When actually it's just about, you know, thinking about, you know, that other person in your day, and, you know, whether it's your significant other or just, you know, interacting with other people, is like, how can I make that for a person's life a little better? How can I have their life a little easier? Is there a way that I can be present with that person and just see that? One of the examples was a lady who'd never cooked a Thanksgiving dinner before, and she was overwhelmed, you know, trying to get all the side dishes and everything else ready. And then she had this lady, one of the ladies that was one of the guests at the for dinner, come in, and she just started stirring things and making sure things were okay on the stove and stuff like that. And it was such a big deal for her that this woman would just come in and just kind of lean up against the counter, sit there and talk to her while she was just kind of overseeing some of the stuff, so the other person didn't have to worry about everything. You know, it was just one more person helping to, you know, make it happen in just an easy and friendly way that just made it easy for everybody. And then again, I think that was something that went into the food, because it was a matter of there's an ease and a comfortableness about this. There's something that we're nourishing. You know, yes, we're here for food, but we're here for, the communion of food as well. Being able to connect with one another and see how we are and being able to share our lives with each other. I can remember one time I was listening to some I don't know if it's John Edwards or not. I think it was John Edwards. For people who don't know him, he's a gifted connector for people of people who have passed over to the other side. And I think he had said one time he was connecting with somebody who had passed over, and they were talking about all the memories they had about food and how it was such a connector for them about, you know, it was grandma's cookies, or it was the smell of an apple pie, or it was, like you're saying, stuffing or something like that. It was the way that things got laid out on certain holidays, the way they were going to be able to break bread and be with one another. And it was one of the most connective things that we had as just a family and as a society about the things that we join and do together. You know, it's like a hot dog at a baseball game. Some of those things that just are traditions that we have that we associate with different kinds of events that really made life that much more meaningful. So I think that's just really a wonderful thing for just a sense of connection. So I have to go ahead and do my flower power moment. It popped in for me to talk about the white tulip. And you're like, wow, what a white tulip have anything to do with acts of service? Well, when you think of tulips, tulips are one of the first bulb plants that come up in the spring. And so they'll come, they have just a tenacity about them where they'll come up in the snow. So when they know that spring is ready and they're getting activated to go ahead and be coming up through that snow, there's that sense of just being a way shower for a renewal and life purpose. And we're really moving into this new energy with Thanksgiving and being in this new place of switching to where we're really moving into the winter solstice. And this is this time of moving into, like we were talking about, the fall is about, it's actually the new year. And being able to plant those seeds so they can come into a quietness and figure out what they want to be in the spring. So this tulip is this invitation for being a way shower and saying, you know, I'm here to join myself with the whispers of spring and renewal. So it's this whispers of things that are going to be coming in the future and having that something. And I love tulips because, you know, think about how, you know, when they come up, there's this tight bulb that's basically just really close to itself. It's working on its internal energies. It's working on its internal way that it sees itself. And as the sun comes out and it matures itself, it opens up, becomes this beautiful star of being able to express itself. So it's about this a spiritual milestones of change and the triumphs over adversity. You know, it's inviting us to be able to look at being the best of all things. I really love it because it's just this whispers of our worthiness of because I am, I express myself. And I love the fact that it's white because if you really look at a white flower, it's iridescent and it has all these different other colors that come with it. We talked about white before, like when you're doing stage lighting or something like that. To get the really beautiful white light, you actually need to have diffuse the colors. You have all different kinds of colors coming together to create that really beautiful white color. You know, and so it's about being able to behold ourselves and really looking at our inner self and how it's coming out, being able to awaken to that authentic self and being able to step forward with that. And just something I love about flowers, I am that I am, and the way that it just gently is just there and being in such a presence and showing the power of creation and being able to open to the fullness of potential and the radiance of all that is seen. You know, it's like a lighthouse, a beacon that's very there, just open with spaciousness and courage, strength and stability. So in the midst of change, it's looking at, you know, it may be the outside weather or the season that the tulip would seemingly have to be dealing with, it surrounding itself, but its strength is what it comes from within. So that's the, you know, one reason why, you know, these acts of service I'm out expressing in the world, but yet internally I'm holding this beautiful light that's being able to share that light with other people. And I think that light is really the way we're kind to people. We show our kindness and love and being thoughtful. You know, there's this thoughtfulness and a level of just, you know, just simple respect in the way that we would deal with, you know, being able to work with another person. You know, like, may I offer you some tea, or may I get you a cup of coffee? May I hold the door for you? And like Amy's saying, you know, may I smile under my mask because, you know, I see you. And, you know, I wish you a good day. I wish you a wonderful experience while you're out in the world and you've been brave enough to come out and get what you need to get taken care of. You know, I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you're out and about. I think those are all really powerful things.
Or how can I be of service when we're not out and about? And right, and we're distant from each other in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Katie was great, and like I said in that touch episode, when she talked about, you know, just what's been going on when everybody's been Zooming and how to be able to express yourself, like with those, you know, the power of the affirmations about, you know, I love you, that you're my life, and how much you help me, and just those words of encouragement and just appreciation for everybody. So there's lots of ways that we can do that in acts of service when it comes to something. So I think sometimes it's just that little voice in your head that's just, you know, tell them how you feel, tell them what's going on. And when you really step into that and allow yourself to be kind of following those inner nudges that you have, can just be something that, you know, brightens your day as well as everybody else's.
So when I think of tulips, of course, I think of, you know, fields and fields in Holland, right? And all the colors. You know, it's funny, when you say a white tulip, I kind of go, what? Because I guess when I think of a tulip, I think of all these different colors. And I had a conversation with our friend Sarah, who's in, you know, works in a garden shop in England, and we were talking about having your voice. So I think it's important. How do I have my voice when I'm doing service for others? You know, I don't have an answer to that question. It's like, you know, doing, you know, being true to yourself, but like you're saying, honoring what others want in terms of service, not making it about me, but it is about me in that this is the gift I can give from my voice, from my talents, right, from what I have available to do with and for you. Does that make sense?
You know, and one of the things that it was talking about with just different, you know, do's and don'ts and things like that with the acts of service, you know, it's that power of listening and being able to be just fully present with somebody and not having that response in your head about what you're going to say because they're selling you something. Can I just be totally present and spacious with what's happening in the conversation without me feeling like I have to have the next thing that I'm going to say? That could be very much an act of service because you're just truly being present for that other person. And that, you know, and we sense that. We sense that, you know, oh, you're not trying to, you know, keep the conversation going. Anytime you can be with a person and have a place where there can be just points of just a long pause. You know, the pauses are so powerful because it just shows that I'm comfortable with you and I'm comfortable with our conversation. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to be in a place of like one-upping somebody. I can be in a place of just acceptance of what we're sharing with one another, and that's enough. And it can be a beautiful, just, you know, way that we're interacting with one another.
Well, and my dear friend Kay, we talk every other Friday and have for many years. And one of the things that we do Skype now. We used to be the phone. Remember that, the phone? But we're actually, you know, we'll look at each other. And we purposely have pause moments where we don't say anything. And we're, you know, we're being with each other. And we feel comfortable with that. But a lot of people are like, are you frozen? Are you right? It's like, no.
Yeah. Did I lose you?
Exactly. No, I'm being present. And when and we've talked about this before, we think about the breath in and the breath out. But one of the most important parts of breathing is breath in, stop. Breath out, stop. So that gap between the breathing in and the breathing out is just as important as that breathing in, breathing out. And I think it's a really good point that in that listening, that there's times where you want to have that pause for it kind of to digest and to have that space between you to allow.
Well, I think when we allow that space, you know, when two or more gathered in my name, you know, that gathered, you know, God energy, whatever you want to call it, spirit energy, can be a part of the union that's being, you know, created through, you know, the conversation.
And
that can be a really powerful thing.
Yeah, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I want to make sure and be really help people to be clear about what, when people, their primary love language is acts of service, some other clues maybe, is that they feel your adoration by the things that you do. And the actions go above and beyond to help them feel the love, your love towards them. It's kind of like, you know, going over their expectations. You know, they might not even realize that they have that need. And like you're saying, that takes that time to be in that gap and to just kind of pay attention. When do you see them smile, right? When something happens? When do they light up when something happens? And when do they feel appreciated?
It's like some of my friends that are getting together, we were all going to talk about being a secret Santas for one another and drawing names. And one of the girls was just saying, well, I don't know what I would do. Let me get them a gift card. And our whole thing was just like, we want everybody to make something. And in the making, it was a matter of, so we're talking about an act of service. So in making it, you know, it could be, we could have wrote them something, or we could, you know, make them, cook them something or whatever, in any kind of way that we could make something. And I was sharing with her that, you know, once I have somebody that I know I'm going to be being a Secret Santa for, I would start watching them a little more intently about what are they liking, what aren't they liking, what are they doing, what are they not doing, and, you know, things like that. It's like one of our friends has a wonderful dog, and the girl that I was talking to, she's really good at making little miniatures of stuff. And I said, aww, you know, if you got them, you know, you could make them a little version of their puppy. And she goes, oh, that's right, I could do that. So it's like not even really, it's like opening yourself up to just a different way of looking at, you know, your gifts and talents in some ways that, you know, you would make that. And there, and you know, our other friend, he would love that because he's just like, that's my baby. You know, of course, a little mini puppy, you know. So I thought that was just, you know, and it helped her to see it in a different way. So it's those kind of things about acts of things like that. And I think it's really important to talk about, you know, it can be small and ordinary. It doesn't have to be the extravagant thing that, you know, it's this big act of something that you do. Because
well,
I think in a big act like that, it's like, oh, see me and see what I'm doing for you. No, it's a matter of that, just those quiet things that you do for another person that, you know, it's just like you'd make a meal and say, I make a meal and I don't like it spicy, but yet I'm making it also for that other person. I would make my portion and then I make so that other person had a little more spicy,
mm-hmm.
right? Put a little more seasoning in it or something like that, knowing that that would be something that they would prefer.
Or have
it's
that seasoning
like
available
like that.
For them to do that. Right.
And you put it on the table so they could, so they can have it the way that they want it. And just making it those little comforts and things like that. So I think it's just like treating that other person like, you know, I have a special guest in my home and these are things that I know about them or things that I would offer, and just making their life that much more pleasant, that much more cared for. And then I think
and
that's
again,
just really what the access service can be.
Right, looking to them for those clues, not us deciding what makes that happen for them, but observing that it's happening. Like it's like for my husband, I with COVID it kind of threw everything out, but I would always make him lunch, and I would put little notes in and stuff, and I'm not hearing anything, and mm-hmm. so I went so I stopped putting in notes, and then he comes home and says, oh, what's going on? I didn't get a note. I'm like, I didn't think you cared. You never said anything.
I didn't make confirmation that. Wow, I like that note today. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
you know,
okay,
I thought that was a napkin. I thought it was a napkin. I didn't know it was a note. Okay, yeah.
So that's so funny. It's like he didn't say anything until I didn't do it. You know, it was just like, well, I didn't think you cared. You never mentioned it. So it was like, oh, all right. So, you know, note taken. All right. But and I want to say a really, I think, an important caveat that I want to put in here about acts of service. A lot of times, that people want you to do it without you having to tell them, which
mm-hmm.
can write, yeah, I don't expect you to read my mind. I get all that, but just know that is there, and that they love. This is not everybody, but I think the majority of people the most powerful acts are those that are done spontaneously and without having to be asked, and preceding, you know, superseding what their expectations would be. So just keep mm-hmm. in mind, but also there are people who don't like surprises and that it might even make them feel unsafe. So
mm-hmm.
just, you know, finding that balance,
Yeah, and I think, you know, really important to say too that, you know, it's the intention behind, you know, these acts that you do. You know, what's my intention? You know, is it to seek to make their life easier, make their life better, more enjoyable, those kinds of things, you know, and looking at that and stuff. And, you know, and there can be a place, depending on the relationship, it's just saying, you know, what would make your life easier? What would be an enjoyable thing for you? That kind of thing.
And
I think part of that.
You have to coach people, don't you think? Because I think a lot of people don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, you know, and I think part of it, too, is no matter how long you've known somebody, you know, I think coming from a place of, like, beginner's mind of, like, who are you and you know, what do you like? Because we were on call constantly changing. Amy and I were talking right before we got on the show about the fact that, you know, all these different languages of love can change. Because if you're in this place of working with this stuff all the time, there could be, you can come to a place where you really don't need that as much anymore. because those things are being satisfied within you, or you've grown so much on your own that you don't necessarily need it on an external level, because you've learned to be able to, you know, have those things and be comfortable with, you know, what those different things are. So I think those are just different aspects about the intention behind it, and then, you know, how people change, and that there are always something new to be discovering about one another. You know, once we start not questioning, that's when things can really be in a place of just feeling flat and not even changeable. So I think we're ready for a mindful moment, eh?
I'm pretty excited to do it. So what came to me was serving others the way that they want to be served. And so that's what our mindful moment is. So what I want you to do, you know, with our listener moment, is to take a nice deep breath in and imagine you're breathing in love. Then you have that gap. Now, as you're breathing out, breathe out expectation and needing to control this whole thing about service. Now, as you're breathing in love again, and then you're breathing out, having to figure it all out. Now, with this third breath, what I want you to do is I want you to breathe in being of service to someone that you care about. And as you're breathe out needing to do it perfectly. I want you to imagine someone that you want to express love to who receives love through acts of service. I want you to hold with that person. Then your mind's eye, remember times when you did an act of service for them, or you saw that somebody else did something for them, and how they felt your love, or they felt loved or appreciated, adored by that act, whatever that act was. Allow yourself to see ways you can do acts of service for this person that you care about. So let some simple things come to you that maybe you've thought about before, haven't thought about before, that you can do to show your love. What I want you to do is see yourself easily and joyfully being of service in ways that this person will feel joy, will feel that love between you. I'm going to take a nice deep breath in and out. And know that you can do this exercise anytime. We'll go ahead and I'll post that for you. And just anytime you want to see how can I do this? Get out of your mind a little bit, go to your heart, and let the answers come to you.
Thank you, Amy. That was good. Yeah, it's about coming from that heart space. And I think the more that we lean into that and allow ourselves to be there a little bit every day, it just gets easier and easier. And after a while, you can catch yourself, and it's just like that's more the way you are in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very powerful. It's very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So really want to thank everybody. It's a great time with Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. I'm just coming from a place of gratitude for this opportunity to be able to have this podcast and have Amy as a wonderful co-host and Elena, and just everybody who's joined us on the show. We've had so many wonderful food gurus and people that are just a part of the cafe, that I really want to send out my love and my gratitude to everyone, all of our diners as well, you know, all over the world. We can really give thanks to just all that you share. And just remind everybody, you know, we've got our Transformation Cafe over on Facebook. And it's our community over there. Love everybody to be leaving any kind of questions or comments or ideas that you'd love to see on the show. And how about you, Amy?
Yes, and I really want our community to really support themselves and each other. And let's really go for it. You know, it's really getting ready for 2021 to really be transformers for ourselves and our communities and each other, and do it together.
Woo-hoo. That's a great idea. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about what 2021 is going to have in store for us. So it's going to be a great December, moving into January and all the new things that are coming up. So thanks for joining us.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.